It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Reports about the arrest and handcuffing of a 7-year-old boy following an incident at a Bronx public school are shining a spotlight on how police handle school discipline. 882 students were arrested at school in 2012, and the group Advocates for Children says that number could be a lot lower with proper training of staff and school safety agents. Bernard Dufresne is a lawyer with Advocates for Children, and he joins us now. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Sure. Do the police have any policy when it comes to handcuffing children at school?
So, you know, in our experience, anecdotally, it really depends more so on the culture of the individual school. And so there are certain circumstances in which there are two very similar incidents in two different schools, and schools that have the proper training for school staff and school safety officers are able to address the problem internally, whereas other schools that aren't as well prepared, as well trained, end up calling the police, who get involved.
These 882 arrests last year, were they scattered throughout the city or concentrated in certain neighborhoods?
Well, during the 2011-2012 school year, the data shows that of all of those arrests, 48% of them took place in Bronx public schools.
And what does that tell you about either the school system there, the challenges facing these students, or the training of school safety agents in the Bronx? Anything in particular?
Sure. Generally, that more resources need to be pulled into implementing training systems for school staff, school safety officers, and then also generally increasing access to mental health services for youth.
Right. My understanding is many of these students who are involved in these arrests are students with learning disabilities.
Exactly. And oftentimes, because of a lack of training and understanding in developmental psychology and sort of how the students work and how they respond to authority, better knowledge on that topic oftentimes can help de-escalate the situation.
We talked to the head of the principals union. He said one reason children are arrested is because there's a fine line between criminal acts and student misbehavior. What do you know of when teachers and principals decide to call the police?
Again, oftentimes a lot of it is discretionary and determined more so by the culture at the actual school. But even if you look at the data from 2011-2012, there were over 1,600 summonses by the NYPD School Safety Division, and 64% of them were for disorderly conduct charges.
In this latest story by the New York Post, this little boy, Wilson Reyes, was allegedly interrogated for 10 hours on December 4th for what his family says was a false accusation of stealing $5 from a public school classmate. Have you also heard of this besides arrests, rough interrogation by police of young students?
Certainly, and situations where the student is not allowed to call his or her parents, where they're held for long periods of time. Fortunately, it's not something that we see every day, but you know, even one story like this per school year is devastating.
What types of improvements would you like to see the NYPD and the city's Department of Education make?
Twofold. One would be certainly a drastic increase in the training for staff in crisis intervention, and that's school staff and school safety officers. And also, when you're talking about the delegation of authority between school staff and school safety officers, having a clear delegation of authority so that disciplinary issues are handled by school staff and not by the NYPD.
Police spokesman Paul Brown has declined to comment on the Wilson Reyes case, saying the NYPD's Internal Affairs Bureau is investigating. Bernard Dufresne is a lawyer with Advocates for Children. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Likewise.